The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. There's a bit of a scandal at Oxfam in Haiti.
Yeah, essentially they've reopened the scandal, if you like, because the Charity Commission has produced a report on what happened. And what we know is that in 2010, after the Haiti earthquake, Oxfam was one of the first and main charities to go and help out. They are one of Britain's biggest and best-known charities as well. But the man in charge of Oxfam's relief effort in Haiti was allegedly helping himself to local prostitutes, encouraging teenage girls to do sexual favors. He'd done something like this before, essentially victimizing people who were already victims of the earthquake. That's bad enough, but the Charity Commission says that essentially Oxfam carried out a cover-up, mismanaged, and had a culture of poor behavior all the way through. It's very damaging for a charity because we know that donors have already left in droves.
Quite.
This is not going to help.
Absolutely. This London Bridge thing's awful, isn't it?
It is. And I wonder about this lesson learned. I mean, this is sort of one of the things about, you know, our modern world where everyone has a mobile phone, social media, etc. So the inquest is looking at the London Bridge Borough Market killings. You may remember 8 people killed, these 3 evil nutters either rammed people with a van or stabbed them to death. But the inquest has heard that police at the time had so many calls, frankly, too much information, but also too much rumour and too much opinion. So they thought it might be a Mumbai-style attack, a dozen or more attackers.
Yeah.
People were reporting gunfire. People were concerned about suicide bombers, all of which weren't the case. And as police chiefs have told the Old Bailey inquest, essentially it was chaotic. Now, how in the future do you pick the accurate facts that you can base a police response on against the other stuff, which is nonsense? That's the trouble.
No, absolutely. Too much information, and you don't know what's fair dinkum or what isn't. Just a quick one before you go about the Golf World Championship.
Yeah, the crazy golf, or mini golf as it's sometimes called, you know, all windmills and over the bridge and avoid the drain pipe and all that sort of stuff. And we've just had the World Crazy Golf Championships in Hastings. And I have to say, there were 54 Brits competing and one Portuguese. So this is a sport where Britain has a world champion. But like all the other sports, you know, we've given the world crazy golf, and soon everyone will come over here and start beating us. But at the moment,
you're a world champion.
Champions.
Well done. Well done. Well done, Adam.